to see the tanks coming in. We even had the fighter jets fly over us. The mood was very tense. This is all for a golf course. This is all for some group of rich people, the elite, and their playground. Like many other indigenous peoples, we call the earth our mother. The place where our ancestors rest is extremely important. They wanted to extend their 9-hole golf course into an 18-hole golf course. But at the same time, they also wanted to dig up our burial ground to extend their parking lot. We set up a blockade on a secondary dirt road. At that time, the majority of the people who were at the barricades were women. We're matrilineal, our clans come from our mothers, and we're the ones who are supposed to protect the land. And it's the duty of the men to protect the people. And the women said we would go to the front when the police arrived. The men said they would watch and protect us if anything happened. So on the morning of July 11th, we were interrupted at 5:15 in the morning by a SWAT team. And so we went towards the front of the barricade, towards the highway, with our hands in the air to make sure that they saw we had no weapons. But they still met us with a lot of aggression and a lot of force. What I said to them was that this is our land and we have every right to be here. I mean, the golf course sparked a discussion about the real issues that Indigenous people have been fighting for centuries, which is land dispossession, protection of our languages and culture, our way of life. So it woke up people. I would say it woke up people.